Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for another rousing round of breaking up somebody's relationship. It's called Great Mate Debate.
This side
and that side will get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
Let me get these people on the air here. We have Ashley and Brandon, and what is happening?
They're planning a party of sorts.
Ooh.
They are engaged.
Cute.
And they can't agree on the guest list. I'll say it that way.
I love these kind of things. Your marriage is going to go swimmingly. Ashley won the contest, so she gets to go first. But Brandon, you can jump in if you need to. Ashley?
Yay, guys.
Yay.
Tell us your side of this.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Thanks. It would be a lot more exciting if we could agree on some of the participants.
Okay. Well, what's the problem?
So Brandon has this friend, Kyle, and I can't stand Kyle. I don't think Kyle is healthy.
You know you're on the air right now, right?
Yeah, Kyle knows I hate him.
Jesus.
We love the honesty.
Yeah,
no,
Kyle knows I hate him. He knows there's a good reason I hate him. Kyle is the friend that, like, because he's miserable, he can't respect other people's relationships. So he, like, tries to encourage Brandon to do dumb stuff. And Brandon, because they've known each other for so long, Brandon does stupid stuff with Kyle. And Kyle knows I hate him because they went to Vegas like a couple years ago and Brandon actually cheated on me. And Kyle.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Kyle was like trying to convince me, like, I had a feeling. And then Kyle was like, no, Brandon. So Kyle was like straight up lying to my face, having his boys back. And he was like going out of his way. When I wasn't even asking Kyle directly, but he was going out of his way to tell me Brandon hadn't cheated on me. So then when Brandon told me that he cheated on me, I was like, Kyle, you've been saying for like 2 months he never cheated. So like, what? What the hell?
So then you guys are going to have a party celebrating your union and you're having all of your friends come.
All of the people that love and support you guys.
Well, no. It's okay.
Brandon, hi, yai, Brandon.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and give your side?
Is that all right?
Yeah, come on in.
Okay, this is like the bachelor party. It's not like a fun, cute, like, engagement party. This is like the guy's party.
What happened the last time when you guys partied together again?
Oh, you're saying, this isn't an engagement party. This is, you want a bachelor party and you want Kyle to come.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to call it, like, I'm not trying to put the expectation of a bachelor party, do you know what I'm saying? But it's a bachelor party, you know what I mean?
Like a dude's
we're not going to Vegas.
Yeah,
it's
not
that, but it is like, you know,
Kyle, even more reason that Brandon shouldn't be there because you're already going to be drunk and stupid, and then it's your bachelor party, so then Kyle's going to be hyping you up, Brandon. Like, it's just stupid.
I hear what you're saying, and Kyle's one of my oldest friends. And if I don't invite him to this party, that's the end of that friendship. And we've talked about this not being a friendship that is gone. Like, I'm not giving up on that friendship. I understand that he needs to have a place in our life that is smaller than he perhaps was in the past. But I'm not, like, saying goodbye to that friendship, period.
Let me just jump in with a phone number real quick. 303-222-5423. Call that number. Text that number. Can she control his bachelor party? invite list? Yes.
I don't want to say control, but there is something about, like, if you don't have the right people supporting you on your next chapter of life, you have to let him go so you can grow.
Understood. But if he can't, if she can't trust him to be with this guy, I wouldn't marry him.
Like, okay, but here's the hear me out just from my perspective here. One, we were in a very different place in our relationship then, a few years ago.
Yeah. No,
right? And two, I know that for her it looks like he betrayed her trust, but he also, like, I'm not saying it was a good thing. I messed up, but he wasn't, he wasn't a rat. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was a display of loyalty to me that he did that. Do you know what I mean?
Brandon, can I ask you, even if Kyle didn't kind of enable you, would something have happened at that last party anyways?
I don't know. I mean, maybe, but like probably not. Kyle's an instigator. He's like, let's go. Never stop.
I definitely have friends like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They change it from a party to a park.
Yeah. You kiss his ass. You worship the ground he walks on. Wow. You're such a little people pleaser when it comes to Kyle. Like, none of that would have happened had you respected me, not had Kyle at the party, not had Kyle in Vegas. Why the hell would Kyle come to your bachelorette party? We're trying to grow and, like, get married. Why would you need someone there who's actively hyping you up to cheat on me or be like, ooh, last hurrah.
My bachelorette party.
Yeah, no, but is Kyle in the wedding?
He's invited to the wedding.
Just invited, but not standing. He's not going to be, like, it would be kind of weird to have him as your best man when he's the guy who's like.
No, he's not. We're not doing like big.
Oh, okay. I
don't have like a big party, bachelor party.
Okay.
She's got a few people, but.
Okay. I don't know what to do because.
Well, and it sounds like good for you guys for moving past. I'm sure that was difficult and you've moved past it and you're on better ground or whatever. But does that mean that you need to trust him, or does that mean that
trust who? Brandon? Not
trust him. Brandon? Okay, yeah, I mean, if you're really moving past it, are we going now? I trust you, even though like we're putting a lot it's of the tough. Blame on Kyle, and Kyle wasn't the one who actually did the thing. You know, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus, Brandon, but
no, you're right. No, I mean,
look, to be on that proves my point. I'm agreeing with you. I messed up. Sorry.
I get it. My thing is like, can he be around, if he was a heroin addict, can he be around heroin still? Like, if I'm an alcoholic and it's like, well, there's going to be beer at that party. Well, you can't go. It's like, well, I can go because I'm in control. I am. Beer's not the problem. Kyle's not the problem. I was the problem then. And like,
well, yeah. I like what Aaron said about moving into the next phase of your life. But in a way, this is kind of it's the goodbye to the previous phase, and Kyle was a big part of that previous phase.
Well, that's what the bachelor party's for.
So he should be there.
He should be there.
And also, it sounds like it'd be a fun party.
No.
Kyle's there.
Hey, Brandon, can we come? hey, okay, just hang on, guys. I think you've both, honestly, hang on. We're gonna get a jury for you guys. I just you either got to trust him or you don't. Aaron, you're right.
No, and I get it. If they have agreed to move on and they're getting married, she has to trust him. But it's difficult.
But you don't. Mm-hmm. Sounds like Kyle's a little bit of wet dynamite. We all have that friend who it's like, there's a cute table of girls over there. We will do nothing about that. Mm-hmm. But there's the one guy who's like, I will. I'm going to get him over here.
Well, and to defend Ashley, though, also, there's the happy wife, happy life thing. If you're starting your marriage off and if she's telling you, like, this makes me uncomfortable, please don't do this, and you're going, I still want to do that, I don't know that that's great either. Even though you might have the right to do that, it's your party, it's or Brandon's party, but still, if she's
where are your priorities?
Yeah.
All right, so does she get to determine whether this one guy comes to the bachelor party or not? 303-222-5423, call or text.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great mate debate, and it's caused a lot of strange conversations in the studio, too. It's basically Ashley and Brandon are getting married, and he's about to have his bachelor party. He wants one of his good friends to come, but that is his Vegas friend, his schmarmy friend, his
enabler friend.
Enabler friend. And he's such an enabler that on the last Vegas trip, Brandon did cheat.
Mm-hmm. It was early on in their relationship,
yes.
But cheated nonetheless. And Kyle was definitely there cheering him on. And so Ashley doesn't like that.
So she's like, he can't come or there's no bachelor party kind of thing. And he's like, he's my friend. He's been my childhood friend. So Ashley Brandon, we're going to get you some jury members and read you some texts and whatnot. Feel free to jump in if you'd like. Let's start with Krista.
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
I am on her side.
Thank you.
The fact that, I mean, if she's already uncomfortable with him going and he's an instigator, and the fact that he went along the first time with his whatever alter ego with Kyle, I do not think he should be involved, especially if he needs to get his priorities. If Kyle's coming to the wedding, that's fine, but he needs to, like, if once a cheater, always a cheater. I hate to say that, but...
Okay, well, guess what? Yeah. Now that you've said it, I'm going to pounce on you. Once a cheater, always a cheater. First, I don't believe in that, because once a heroin addict, always a heroin addict. Not true. There's plenty of people.
True, I did hear that, yeah. No, stopped. And I agree with that.
But once a cheater, always a cheater, then her problem's not with Kyle, it's with Brandon.
I think both. Mm-hmm.
Kyle didn't cheat. Brandon did.
Yeah.
Kyle
yeah,
might have encouraged it.
Right.
But
yeah,
the guy
Brandon
in the bedroom?
Brandon cheated, but Kyle went out of his way to try to convince me Brandon didn't cheat. I never asked.
That's what
anything.
Hey, Ashley.
I never asked Kyle anything.
Is Kyle the one bringing the heroin into a drug addict home, and he is trying to be sober, and he brings the heroin in? I get it.
He's definitely an enabler. But Ashley, do you have any friends that are your ride or dies?
Absolutely.
And you're telling me they wouldn't lie for you?
Yeah, there's a difference. They would never go out of their way to lie for me if they weren't asked.
What? Okay, yeah.
If they're a ride or die, they would absolutely do that.
Well, yeah, but like, I mean, I wasn't going out of my way to be like, hey, Kyle, what happened in Vegas? I didn't say anything. Kyle was like, oh, I heard
Kyle's
that.
Kyle's a moron. We've established that.
I heard there's discourse. Just so you know, he'd never cheat on you, blah, blah. I never asked Kyle for anything.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying there are websites going up right now that IHateKyle2.com is like already booked. But it's like,
oh my God. We're like, I know that guy.
We're misdirecting our anger at Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
If you've forgiven Brandon,
his last name, dude.
No. I'm just saying, if she's forgiven you, Brandon, then this is over. In my opinion, it's over.
What do you mean?
Then Kyle's off the hook. Like, Brandon, you have to be able to be in the room with heroin, aka Kyle, and tough it out. Because if you can't, you're not marriage material anyway. Like.
I guess that's kind of my point. I agree with you. The heroin metaphor is a little scary, but I
agree.
That's what I do.
I do agree with you in the fact that, like, Ashley, it's not a question of if you trust Kyle. It's a question of if you trust me. And I thought that our trust was at a place where we could go. I could go on a trip with Kyle and have you not be worried. And I think that we need to be there to be married. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, but that happened last time and you cheated on me, so that goes out the window.
And the trip of like, this is your last chance, like there's already stupid some sort thing. Of
yeah, no,
I but it's gonna be that way if Kyle's there or not. I mean, his other buddies are gonna, it's still, that's just what a bachelor party is.
Okay, let me
right,
just get,
but I trust Brandon, I trust you around all your friends except for Kyle, because you're so far up Kyle's ass that you will do whatever, and I feel like people throw us out the window because you want to impress Kyle. I don't know what it is, but like it's weird.
Well, Slacker and I are easily impressed. I know we talked about maybe coming earlier in the break, but
let's get one more call in here because we've done Tony.
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
Why?
Because if she can't trust him now, and she tries to control who he hangs out with, he's going to end up hating her, and the marriage is going to end in a nasty way, and then there's no point in getting married.
It is about the trust.
Is a killer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not to mention, the bachelor party is not about her, it's about him.
Thank you for the call, Tony.
Okay, but what if he cheats on me at the bachelor party?
Then Brandon is a piece of crap.
Yeah.
Brandon, if you ever cheat on her again, and I mean even voraciously flirt with somebody, you like, dude, you did this and she's forgiven you. If you even approach that line, you're the worst human on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Full stop.
Mm-hmm. But we
okay,
will
cool,
still
cool,
come.
Cool, cool, cool. Thanks, guys. Cool, cool. Great.
Oh, my God. Now I hate Brandon.com is gone. Okay, Ashley, what are you going to do? Because it's split down the middle.
Yeah, texts were very interesting, too, because a lot of people said Brandon deserved better. A lot of people said Ashley deserved better.
Yeah.
Are you going to trust him, or is this a hard line in the sand? Kyle's no-go.
I mean, Kyle's a no-go. Like, he comes to a bachelorette party, and then what? He's, like, involved in our marriage in the future? No.
So this is your jumping-off point.
Party. It's the opposite of that. It's the bachelor party. It's the guys. It's just supposed to be the guys, you know?
Yep. Right. The guys, but not the guy that encourages you to, like, hook up and have a last hurrah and, like, break my heart in the process and then weirdly go out of his way to try to convince me that you didn't cheat on me when you did. So, no, yeah, I don't want to enter a marriage with that guy, like, in our vicinity.
All right. Goodbye, Kyle.com is now trending.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.